This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for the fellas. 215-592-9494. It's been a pleasure, as always, hanging with the people. We're talking Sixers, okay? Yeah, I know. Talking Sixers. Listen, I care deeply about this team. And unfortunately, they've been irrelevant. And they've been so irrelevant that they haven't even been talkable. And I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. Because on one end, they aren't worth your time when you have to Google who the starting five are. I will not lie. I had to Google who was on the roster. I mean, that's pathetic. The same token, or the flip side of the coin, if you will, is do I just accept it? Do I just allow the Sixers to do this where someone like me who is hungry to get Sixers basketball back, I just give them their own timeline? Figure it out whenever you're ready. I mean, I want to flip the double bird. If I'm being honest, I want to flip the double bird. Screw you. How can I get my team back? How can I get Sixers hoops relevant again? I demand it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't get paid millions of dollars like Daryl Morey does. You got to figure it out. You must get rid of Embiid. You must get rid of Paul George. You must create a new brand of basketball through the youth. If that's the way it's got to be, so be it. But it must be done. And I'm starting to get back into my anger stage of grief. Am I wasting my time, though? Is this the way it should be? 215-592-9494. We are going to get back to the phones. But I must tell you that there is a thief in the building. I'm very disappointed. I don't know where to begin on my journey and quest of figuring out the thief. But let me give you a little bit of information. About a week ago, I was right here in these beautiful studios, and I bring my MacBook, and I do a little bit of editing, and I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let me grab the open of the show. Blah, 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 blah. I got a little thing here, right? Well, I get home, and I open up my laptop, and I go, huh. I don't have my charger. So what do? I text at the time Luke Nichols, who was producing my program. And he had the Phillies game afterwards, so he was sticking around. I said, Luke, you fine gentleman with a lovely voice, would you please check the studio to see if I left my charger? He hit me with the got it and goes, I'll leave it in the room. I'll put a sticky note next to it that says Broads' charger. Perfect. Well, my wife had a child. I wasn't here for a week. I came back today. Luke was producing the midday show. Say, Luke, what up, dude? You got that charger? He goes, oh, yeah, I put it right over here. Walks me to where he put it. Nothing. Then we start looking around the room. Open up a couple cabinets. Nothing. Few drawers. Nothing. Someone stole my damn charger.
Ooh, boy.
That had a note saying Broad's charger. What do I do?
I got some big news for you here.
What?
I have it.
No, what, you have it.
He told me.
Well, hold on.
When he left, make sure that this goes somewhere for Broads. You know what I did? I hid it right in the back corner of this thing underneath the mug and a hand sanitizer for when you came back. But guess what? When you came back, you never came back because your kid came.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who came.
So you have the charger.
So it's been hidden back here in this corner for when I saw you again. No one reached out to me. I didn't know that this was a thief thing, but so, now you see it. It's right here in my right hand.
So here's
your charger.
Wait. This gets even weirder, though. Hold on. Because I found the charger. So now you have a charger.
Now this is someone's charger.
Now whose charger is that?
I don't know. I guess I stole someone's charger.
You are the thief! But not my thief. You're someone else's thief. Wait, so I finally found the charger in the same exact spot you just mentioned. But here's the kicker on where the thief comes in. Back to my story. They kept the charger for me, but took my cube. So they took my powerful, and it's not one of those tiny phone charger cubes. These are the big MacBook cubes.
Right.
Which generates more power.
Listen, I wish I took that from you.
So, do a little digging. It's not over there in the corner?
I can check for you. I mean, I found this pretty easy. Right. This is what I thought it was.
So now we have an unknown...
Unknown charger.
Charger. We got mine, but no block.
And this doesn't have a block either. So
there's a block thief. There's a block thief.
You remember waking up at someone's house the next day and every
not
block
having
in
your
the wall?
Not having your charger?
Gone.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. You kidding me? It was the worst. So I got to do my research. Some around the building were thinking Luke was making me zig when he knew I needed the zag. And he was setting me up when he was the thief himself. But there's no reason for me to believe that. I'm not there. But this is starting to get interesting. My eyes are open. You guys thought I wouldn't figure it out. Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting started. Let's go to Carl in Chester. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, Rev. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Give me about 30 seconds to cook, and then I'm going to hang up and hear what you got to say about it.
You got it.
All right. So this is how I feel. Joel Embiid has shown a lot of heart over the years. The biggest problem with the Sixers is the pieces around him. When he played Joker and a lot of the big men in the league, he'd do his thing hands down, no problem. But he can't be the general manager. They fired Colangelo. They never really gave Elton Brand a shot to do what he needed to do. And now Daryl Morey just hiring his buddies and watch the players. If Joel Embiid was given the proper team around him, he would have won a championship, just like he won a gold medal when he had the right players around him. All right? That's that. Beyond that, let's not act like Sirianni had anything more to do with winning that Super Bowl than the ball boy. I'm going to listen to what you got to say about it.
Oh, wow. I knew he was sneaking in something. Get us fired up.
I disagree with that. I disagree.
He controls the personalities.
Come on.
Runs a tight locker room.
Nick Sirianni has done plenty for you to not have that stance. You're saying he's the same as the ball boy?
Listen, if that was his, he was saying Nick Sirianni doesn't do anything more than the ownership for the Sixers. That's what the point he was bringing together right there. Because I mean, we have a Super Bowl on one team; another team hasn't even sniffed it.
Nah, that threw me in for a loop. I wasn't expecting that. I had so many thoughts on the Embiid thing, and I actually agree that there were some real roster construction flaws that nobody wants to go down this path right. because they want to blame Embiid and others more, but Ben Simmons can't shoot a basketball, and in a half-court set, when you don't have a jump shot and you have to stretch the floor in a very three-point-heavy league, it changes everything, and double-teaming a big man who is going on the low block and his back is against the basket. That's why he started to face up a lot more and worried about passing out of the double team was a big part of his game that he had to work on is because of the deficiencies of other players. And that's real. There's real legitimate schematic X and O basketball discussion that related to maybe some of the failures. So I do agree that construction was interesting and lacking at times throughout the Embiid experience. That's what I'll say on that. The ball boy, Nick Sirianni thing. Here's the one thing Nick Sirianni is elite at. Elite. Not good. Not great. Elite. Is building camaraderie. Togetherness, family, relationships, the connection.
Smell the perfume, don't drink it.
That's right. And he did build that. And that is a difference maker. It just is. Keeping everybody on the same page, keeping everybody in the right mindset. This is the same head coach that dealt with the worst collapse in Eagles history. And he responded to that season, going 2-2 and then winning a Super Bowl. You're telling me he had nothing to do with the way the team attacked on a day-to-day basis?
Hashtag, that's my coach.
Come on, man.
That's my guy.
Come on, man.
And the ball boy. Hey, enough disrespect for the ball boy. Remember Saquon carrying that dude over the fence and putting him on the float?
Listen,
that's my ball boy.
You can disrespect the ball boy.
Dude knows how to handle.
Come on, guy.
Come on, guy. Come on, I'm sorry.
Come on, guy.
Midday.
I don't care about the ball boy.
That's what she said.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, let's get an update on the Twitter poll. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. So the question I asked you was, what name pops into your head first when thinking of the Sixers' failures? I gave you two options, Joel Embiid and Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is winning losing, depending on how you view it. I'm sure Daryl Morey thinks of it as he's losing. He got 58% of the votes. Joel Embiid, 42%, which I did expect Embiid to get more of the hate just because people hate Embiid a lot. And I know people hate Daryl Morey, but when you're the face, when you are the star, when you are the player, when you have the big contract, when you were here the longest, I think that settles in differently. But to my surprise, it looks like Daryl Morey is leading the way. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Good afternoon, Rick.
Brody, my brother.
How are we?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
I'm going to tell you what I always tell you. Take a deep breath.
I try.
You got to try.
I try.
Especially now that you have three women in that family.
I know. It might make me breathe more intensely, unfortunately.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Let's go inside the building first.
Okay.
There were many years where the Eagles, I'm 67, going on 30, as you know. The Eagles and the Phillies were abysmal for years, while the Flyers and the Sixers made the playoffs every single year. It's flip-flopped. You got to get over it. Only in 1980 is when all four teams made it to the finals, which very few cities could ever say it ever happened. First things first, I know it's not going to be a big deal, but it's not, let's go Flyers. It's, let's go Flyers. You got to bring that back. You guys are rushing that, let's go Flyers. It's, let's go Flyers. Slow it down. They'll be back. But
I love it.
The Flyers are 3 years away for many, many reasons. And you know, outside of baseball, it takes a hockey player more time than it does in baseball to be ready for the NHL. You're going to have to be a little more patient. With the Sixers, unfortunately, because nobody agrees with me, I think this team was in trouble when Billy King dropped the ball as a GM. I don't want to fight about that right now. They're 5 years away because they're stuck in those two contracts, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do. You're 3 years away from the Flyers, 5 years away from the Sixers. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, and you're going to have to get over it. I love your passion. You're going to have to get over it, and you know I love you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is, let's go Phillies real quick, and I'm going to give you my advice as a parent of three women in the family. God bless you. Listen, Utley, J-Roll, Howard, you had to keep them because you didn't have starting pitching before they were ready in the early 2000s. Schmidt, Lozinski, and Boa, you had to keep them because you just barely got Steve Carlton into the building. You didn't have enough starting pitching. You couldn't get rid of those six players. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go big or go home. Ruben Amaro already agreed with me that Schwarber can live in left field through October. And Ben Davis now thinks he loves the trade. I don't know who's going to do it and who wouldn't do it, but you got to dangle to, I don't know, who are they, the Oakland A's or the interim A's? You got to get Rooker. You got to get Miller, even if it costs you Painter, Crawford, and Miller. That's it. Go big or go home, because Rooker is a $12 million contract. He's locked up for six more years. You're going to have to get him in the building, because if you can't re-sign Schwarber, you better have a guy that can hit bombs. I'm telling you, that's the move to make for the Phillies.
You can sell me that for sure. I was for a while, and I'm not the prospect hugger. I said everybody's on the table, but you can tell me that Painter isn't. But now, after watching some of the AAA stuff, and I get it, he's 20-something years old. There's a lot of future ahead here for him, blah, 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 blah. But my point is, he's now on the table, too. You can, and you'd mentioned it with the team control stuff. If you're going to make a move and you move a prospect for a proven MLB bat, and he's locked up here for years to come, I'm not trading Andrew Painter and then getting somebody for a month and a half to try and salvage this thing. If this is a real building block piece and you get Mason Miller for years to come and solidify a huge role, and you're talking about for years and years, then by all means, trade these prospects for proven.
You've got to create a gauntlet of Rooker, Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Castellanos. I don't care any one of those five guys, because except for maybe Boehm, the other three are automatic outs. The Dodgers have Freeman, they have Mookie Betts, they have Otani. The Mets have Lindor, they have Alfonso, and they have Soto. We don't have that gauntlet. We have to create the gauntlet, because we can't move the automatic out that JT Realmuto brings you. We can't get the other outfielder out of the outfield. You got to give that a shot. Okay, here you go, buddy. Three women in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give in and live to see another day and get the girls outside when it's summertime, get a lot of sunscreen on them, get them in the water, get them swimming, get the sun on them. They'll sleep through the night. My 5- and 6-year-old granddaughters do it, and that's the best way to handle things. But you have to give in and live to see another day, and you're going to be fine, my friend.
All right, Rick. I appreciate – oh, he had a little more there. I appreciate it, Rick. All right, so live to fight another day. That's almost in the same happy wife, happy life category.
Yeah, you and the Sixers.
Live to fight another day and tire them out when it's summertime. We do that. So her family, which is my family now, but they just got a shore house. And it's one of those, bring the kids, let's have some fun. You can show up whenever. So we recently got a place where we can do that. And we've been bringing Brooklyn to the beach for a little bit. And you're right. She goes right for her nap when it's time to nap. That sun beats her down a little bit. Now we keep her covered and she plays with her shovels and whatnot and sandcastles and all that good stuff. But yeah, when it's time to go back to the house and it's around late evening or early afternoonish, whenever she wants to go down for a little quick snooze. Oh, she goes down for that quick snooze.
Real easy.
Well, yeah, me too, though.
You a boogie board guy? You a body surfer?
Body surf guy.
Now, I knew I loved you.
Back in the day, I would do the skim board.
Yeah.
I would do the skim board by the water where it starts to get bad.
Do a little sprint.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing like a little skim.
I wasn't too in the boogie board life after the early stages
of
beach.
Body surfing is a dying breed, and I live every single day to make sure it doesn't.
I love the ocean, dude.
10 degrees on body surfing.
It's the best.
Doesn't matter. Like catching a wave with your body.
I don't get I don't like the beach people. And if you tell me it's sandy, shove it.
They're addicted to their phones. That's what it is. They want to sit there and they don't want to just have the sun, the sand, and the water to play with.
There's so many things you can do. You could throw the football. You can go in the ocean.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
You know what I like?
A little Twizzler with sand.
Yeah, dude.
Just a little crunch.
Talking some crap to the seagulls. You're not getting it today,
buddy. Yeah, the towel wrapped over your head. And you're eating maybe a tuna sandwich.
Dude,
you're anti-tuna?
I eat everything in the world other than tuna.
Tuna's A plus.
You're not catching a fish and then putting it on a shelf for 9 months and then feeding it to
me. Yeah, for sure you are.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll catch a tuna barehanded while I'm body surfing before I eat a 10-month-old fish out
tuna,
of a can.
Tuna, load it up in mayo, get some tomato.
I'm all with the mayo.
Get the tomato.
I'm with old fish.
Dude.
I don't even know when that fish was caught. Am I older than that fish?
Don't even worry about it. It tastes delicious.
The next tuna you eat is going to be older than your daughter. Know that.
That's okay. I'm gonna have it tonight for dinner. I'll send you a picture. 215-592-9494. We roll into the 5 o'clock hour. It's been a blast. We got one more hour together today. 215-592-9494. Should I be this frustrated with the Sixers, or should apathy be settling in? I don't know. I'm getting mad again. I'm getting mad. Am I right to get mad? Is it justifiable? Paul George getting surgery. What are you going to do? That's what it seems like everybody's saying. I'm at Wawa getting a coffee. Hey, did you hear Paul George in surgery? What are they going to do? What? That's a big acquisition. Dude's hurt already. Is he going to be ready for training camp? I don't know. What? Well, that pisses me off. I'm supposed to just accept it? I can't. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls end. Embiid talked about his relationship with James Harden. Wait till you hear this one. Ay, ay, ay. Talk about drama. Ugh. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.